Thanks, Tim. Good morning, everyone. Actually, you guys can leave the Happy Mother's Day sign up there on the projection. That's a wonderful reminder of what today is. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here with you and to be here on this Mother's Day. I want to be careful. I just want to acknowledge the awkwardness of what today can be before we tear into it. We are sitting here this morning with our collection of unique experiences. Mother's Day can be a really joyful day for those of you who have children that you're proud of or children that you're praying for. Mother's Day can be filled with pain. There are women here today that would like to be mothers and aren't, or maybe were mothers. Their children have passed. Maybe they had a difficult experience with the mother that they were given or the situation they were born into. I recognize that that's a reality. And so if you're a woman sitting here today and it's a tough day, I just want to start out by saying we see you, we care, and God cares too. Today is a day of celebration. Mother's Day, we get to show our mom or the mother of your children how grateful you are that she's in your life. If it weren't for your mom, you wouldn't be breathing right now. Mothers are the emotional backbones of the family. They often provide the holding place for everyone's feelings. And they do their best to keep people from being hurt. Truly, our mothers worked hard and made sacrifices so that our lives would be better. There are not a lot of people willing to do that. We want to make sure we share appreciation. Your mom's boundaries made you a better person. You may not have liked the fact that she didn't let you go party with your friends, but you wouldn't necessarily want to be where those friends are today. Your mom taught you to be a functioning adult. From learning how to make your bed, to do your chores. Your mom forced you to do your homework, and now you might see how important that was. A mother's smile, when directed toward you, makes your whole day better. And because of that, we say thank you. Moms are important. I wanted to start with these thoughts from Barton Goldsmith about why moms matter. Because moms do matter. Mom relationships are a tough thing. You don't want to insult someone's mother, because you might get a fist fight, right? And yet the mother spot in this world is maybe one of the most cherished relationship, it's also sometimes the relationship we don't know what to do with. And there's a reason there's so many your mama jokes. Not every mama is fat, but there's a lot of jokes about your mama so fat, right? And they do invoke fights. Your mom went through a lot. Your mom still goes through a lot. As a mother, you do go through a lot. Sometimes, as a classroom teacher, I realize that when that bell rings, I'm on stage. I don't care what's going wrong in my world. I don't care what happened just before the bell rings. When I walk into the classroom and I've got 30 students there waiting for something to happen, I'm on stage and I have to bring the show, whatever it's going to be for that day. And we make it happen, and it's fine. Moms, you are on stage a lot of the time. Sometimes there's no time to hide. I get a 5-minute passing period between groups of students where I can go blow my nose and wipe my eyes and take care of what went wrong. Moms, we recognize that from the time your toddler wakes up in the morning to the time your teenager finally shuts down in the morning, there's not a lot of time to go hide. And we salute you for the efforts that you put in. Moms provide emotional nurturing and support. The role of a mother provides physical care and safety, guidance and education, unconditional love and comfort. But what if that's not always the case? What if your experience has been something a bit different? What if you as a mom have a tough time always providing the comfort? What if your mom wasn't always there to provide the comfort that you needed? I wanted to spend some time today reflecting on the author of motherhood. I know that in our theology, we talk about God the Father, which is true. We talk about God providing the male side of what we see in the home, and it's true. So I don't want to mess with any of your beliefs about the gender of who God is. That's fine. But I want to spend some time this morning talking about the fact that God also is a nurturing, caring, and loving God. And many of you have been alive long enough to know that the humans around you let you down sometimes. I'm guessing that you've also been alive long enough to know that you let other people down sometimes. So whether you're male or female, there's pain in this world. So we often, as preachers, get chided for blessing moms and spanking dads, that on Mother's Day we coo and praise, and on Father's Day we abuse and yell at the dads to be better. And so I don't want to do either one of those ditches today. But I recognize that today is fraught with emotions because you love your mom, or you've been hurt by your mom, or both. Those things aren't mutually exclusive, right? Mother's Day brings a plethora of emotion. And I wanted to spend some time today talking about the author of motherhood and who he is, so that if you are a mom today and you're struggling, there's some resources to pull from. If you are If you're a child today that has some tough memories of a mom, want to find forgiveness and who we go to for that healing. A mother provides emotional nurturing and support. In God's perfect plan, they act as the family's emotional backbone, right? Offering comfort for injuries, advice for heartbreak, maybe a soft place to land. But where does that come from? How does that reflect who God is? If you have your Bible or your apps open this morning, I'm going to ask you to do some finding. Let's start in Isaiah 66. We're just going to pull verse 13 out this morning of Isaiah 66. This is a psalm written, a piece of Isaiah written describing God. Isaiah 66 is a wonderful passage. But verse 13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." If you want to move on to Isaiah 49, verse 15, in the NLT, Isaiah 49, verse 15 says, "Never can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you." So I work with children all day. And some of the children I work with in the public school system do represent some pretty broken families. This verse says, even if it were possible for the mother to forget her child, I would not forget you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, it is actually possible for a mother to forget her children. It happens. I work with kids every day. They may be exhibiting some real broken behavior. And I'll find out that they spent time caring for their mother because their mother was strung out and upset and angry and throwing things. We represent broken relationships. There's times when you maybe needed nurturing support. And God is saying here, even if she could forget, I will not forget you. So in the moment when either you need nurturing support or you need some support in supporting those that depend on you, we are invited to turn toward God, the giver of all nurture and support. Often a mother is responsible for providing physical care and safety, right? Known for providing meals, cooking, baking, clothing, and health management. Maybe doctor appointments or taking care of a sick child. Moms are a primary care physician of the home. Now, I am married to a nurse, and so I am a bit lucky. I know that our home has a wealth of medical knowledge, and not every mom is blessed with that. But sometimes you need your mom for more than just a Band-Aid, right? I think we all have stories of when that person that was in the mother role in your childhood, whether it was your birth mom or an aunt that filled in, we have the stories that when mom knew just what to do at just the right time to make it better, whether it was a cup of tea or a glass of Coca-Cola or some Sprite. Or you should lay down, or actually you should get up and go to school. Your mom knew what to say. If you want to go to Psalm 91, let's read the first five verses. For the connection with the one who is the author of physical care and safety. Psalm 91, This is a psalm of care and safety. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Who is our protector? Who is our careful provider of physical safety and care? It is the God, the maker of heaven and earth. Our moms represent God in such a special way. And we do well to thank them for being that provider of physical care. Where there's holes in that shelter in either the children that you are caring for, or in the things that came past your mom and got to you, it is the spot where we go to the Lord and ask Him for His care. You know, your mom also provides an awful lot of guidance and education. Mothers teach vital life skills, social skills, morals, help with education. Many of our moms here at Calvary Chapel are homeschooling moms. You are the teachers. And you do an amazing job. I don't know if you get enough gratitude, probably not from your students, but even from the rest of us at church, for what you as home educators do. Some of you are teachers at schools. You serve and you teach. But we get that. We get that from God, who was and is the ultimate teacher, the schoolmaster. Spend some time in Exodus 24, verse 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." All through the Old Testament, we saw God giving instructions. Our primary department is working on the law right now. And today, in our primary lessons, we talked about how obeying God's law is a testimony to our neighbors, our neighborhoods. It is what shows our faith in the Lord. But the law was given for instruction. Psalm 25. I thought I'd read maybe the first five verses of that psalm as well. You're welcome to turn to it. Psalm 25. "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause." Verse 4, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my Savior and my hope is in you all day long." The teacher of us all, as parents, our teacher is still the Lord. Kids, you know that your parents are learning from the best. But if there's spots where your parents didn't teach you, the Lord is here to fill in. The Lord is your teacher. I find that as I meditate on verses 4 and 5, that God is willing and able and present to show me His ways and to teach me His paths. It takes humility, it takes submission, but the Lord is willing to teach. Moms are known for providing unconditional love. It's a unique, consistent, and deep affection that endures through a child's development. Thank you, moms. Thank you, Mom, for your unconditional love. I think that sometimes, as a kid, you get pretty embarrassed about what we do wrong. At least I did. And I was worried about the punishments. I was worried about what was going to come out of this mistake. But I never worried about what my mom would... Oh, I might worry about what she would do, but not that she would give up on me. And my mother did love me unconditionally. If you want to flip to the New Testament, Romans 5:8, I want to note that your mom drew that unconditional love from the model of unconditional love. Romans 5:8. We'll be back in Psalms fairly soon here, but Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This is agape love. It's a Greek term used to describe this divine sacrificial love that was freely given. Our moms have sacrificed so much for us, and they deserve our appreciation. Thank you, moms. They're in the middle of sacrificing. You do this at the wrong time in the morning, at the wrong time at night, at the wrong time at the right time. Thank you, moms, for the way that you love and you sacrifice. I think Psalm 136 typifies this piece of who God is. I won't read the psalm in its entirety, but each verse includes the phrase, "His love endures forever." So Psalm 36, we'll read the first few verses. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever." Your mom's love endures. And in that way, your mom has shown you the love of God. Sometimes it's not like this, right? Sometimes you may have felt coldness or distance or an absence from your mom. And I don't want to breeze over this one and just say, well, too bad for you, the rest of us have it. No. That hole is real. And the Lord takes the scars, the sins, the things you've done wrong are forgiven, but the Lord also is here to heal the things done wrong to you, the sins committed against you, the scars that you carry. And it is not wrong of you to admit the pain that you have, but to run to Psalm 136 and know that His love endures forever. In the middle of my pain, in the middle of the moment when I felt abandoned, that God was still there. God is still there. Moms also provide comfort in the moment. They are often the ones who kiss the scraped knees and the bruises, soothing the nightmares, calming the fears. Mom, as a comforter, you demonstrate what God's Holy Spirit is here to do for us. Thank you, moms, for exemplifying God in that way. The Lord is our comforter. So today, if you were one that raised your hand whose mom has passed, if you're one that doesn't have connection with your mom, you have the invitation to run to God for that comfort. And moms, when you're in the middle of trying to provide comfort for your crying child, you may need comfort yourself. Who's going to watch out for me? Might be the question. If you want to turn to 2 Corinthians, I'd love to read some of chapter 1. Second Corinthians 1, starting at verse 3, Paul is writing, but reminding the Corinthian church where comfort comes from. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in our comfort. Life's hard. Life is painful. Life is pain-filled. And sometimes you just want your mom to be there for you. We need the embrace of mom. You may call her mama, mommy. We have a good friend in Florida who said that they all grew up on a collection of about 200 acres. The families had mobile homes here and there. And he said, across that whole 200 acres, you could hear cousin yelling, "Mama!" And he needed his mama. Your mama matters. And that's because she brings comfort. That is a representation of who God is. So in this moment, if there's a fracture in your relationship with your mom, or your mom's not here, I want to invite you to reach for the author of comfort. Moms, thank you for what you do. We are here to celebrate you today. Men, be sure to do those dishes. Not today, but more than just today. Like, it's a whole week of Mother's Day. It can be. You have the option of blessing her more than just this day. But we are here to celebrate you because you matter. And you matter because you represent the God of all comfort. The creator of the universe, the giver of unconditional love, guidance and education, physical care and safety, emotional nurturing and support. You have a picture of God to bring that completeness of who God is to your children. Or to your nieces and nephews, or to your grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. You, as women, represent God in a way that no one else can. And so we thank you. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. Moms, may your tanks indeed be full as you continue to comfort those that depend on you. Thank you so much for what you do, for who you are, and the blessing that you bring this world. You are the glue that holds your families together. And for those of you that are mothering in adjacent ways, thank you. Thank you for the ways that you provide that structure and support. We love you. We need you. You are blessed. Would you stand with me and let's remember to pray for the food that we've been blessed with. We have a lunch coming up and we're grateful for it. Father in heaven, thank you for the mothers that you've given us. Thank you for the way that you show yourself to be the teacher, the protector, and the comforter. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you for the food that's been provided. I pray that you would just guide our conversation. Let us be an encouragement to each other, to our moms, and to the older people at Thurston Woods this afternoon. Guide us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You are dismissed.